I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to the fine city of Stoke-on-Trent. Stoke is, of course, famous for its football team. Ladbrokes are currently offering 5,000 to 1 on Stoke City to win the Premier League this season. We've done the sums, and that means if you place a £25 bet, you're going to lose £25. Stoke's most famous sporting hero was undoubtedly Sir Stanley Matthews, who in a career that spanned four decades scored 82 goals for Stoke, Blackpool and England. Sir Stanley is noted as the only player to have been knighted while still playing, Her Majesty showing a surprising turn of speed as she chased him down the right wing past an Aston Villa defender. Wilton Park Motor Racing Circuit is to the northwest of here. In 1972, Formula One driver Dave Walker was testing an experimental jet-powered car there when the throttle stuck open. Losing control at 200 miles an hour, the car spun off, carrying the terrified Walker nearly half a mile. Motorsport magazine reported that years later, you could still see his skid marks. Wilton Park runs courses for those of reduced physical ability who want to experience driving commercial motor vehicles, with some even succeeding to qualify for new career opportunities. And quite right too. If partially sighted people want to drive heavy goods vehicles, we shouldn't stand in their way. The Stoke engineer, William Durrant, devised many consumer products. His first invention was the refrigerator. In the long, hot summer of 1921, he noticed that milk and butter in his cupboard had gone off, so he took them out and threw them away. And behind, he found a pile of little souvenir magnets that needed something to be stuck on. Later on in his life, Durrant came up with the idea for baby walkers, which must be the least successful crisp flavour of all time. The former Blue Peter presenter Anthea Turner was born in Stoke. In 2013, Anthea attempted to revive her TV career by appearing on Dancing on Ice. She got through to the third week when, dressed in a pink sequin tutu, she danced to Donny Osmond singing Puppy Love in a skate-off against Keith Chegwin. There isn't a sick bag big enough. During World War II, the broadcaster Roy Plumley presented big band music shows from here. Plumley was, of course, most famous for Desert Island Discs, where guests imagine they've been shipwrecked. But Plumley wasn't alone in finding himself presenting washed-up performers on the radio. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryan, Graham Garden. On my right, Timber Taylor and Omid Delili. And settling down and preparing to score, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay. We start with a look at the Uxbridge English Dictionary. The English language has many terms which appear to mean more or less the same thing, but in fact are quite distinct. For example, many people don't know the difference between the words buy and purchase. Well, anyone taking the trouble to look them up will find that buy means to obtain an object or asset in exchange for payment made either in cash, by credit card, or by cheque, whereas purchase are what budgies sit on. But words are constantly changing their meanings, so I'll ask the teams to suggest any new definitions they may have spotted recently. Tim, you can start.
Tumbling, a stud in your belly button.
Barry?
Cortisone, what the solitary angler did.
Graham?
Wallet, a lady wall.
Omid?
Aspic. Don't do that. Acne, a borough in East London, isn't it?
Macarena, Scottish Stadium.
Online, traditional method of drying washing.
Anteek, the shrill cry of the ant.
Property, a lovely cuppa. Faculty.
No sign of the tea.
Shavings. What Sean Connery puts in the bank.
Gap, in which a ventriloquist serves his Giefgurger.
Gregorian. Can't remember his name.
Lieutenant, the person renting your toilet.
Battery, a place to leave your pet bat when you go on holiday.
Vigilante, an old relative who stays up all night.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting now in the round called Sound Charades. Now, this game is an imitation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, where teams used to mime the titles of books or films against a strict time limit. Imitation is a sincerest form of flattery, and that's according to Ronnie Biggs, the great train flatterer. The undisputed mime master was, of course, Lionel Blair. Actually started out as a dancer in the 1960s. Many words have been used to describe Lionel Blair down the years. Talented, generous, witty, clever, have never been amongst them. So, Tim and Ahmed, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Dead ringers. Dead ringers.
It's two words. It's radio and TV, and it goes like this. Oh, hello, vicar.
Hello, my child.
Is there any reason I haven't heard the church bells lately?
Ah, yes.
I was going to mention this in the parish magazine. You remember that ferocious electrical storm that we suffered half an hour before Evensong on the second Sunday after Epiphany?
The one that struck the bell tower.
That's the one. I'm sorry to say it took out the...
The entire church companological society.
Very... Very close. I'm afraid, sir.
Well, and never.
Indeed. Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know who you two were doing. It was so accurate. It could have, you know, it could have been an impression. You know, it was just superb.
Well, close. So, and the vicar's problem was that there were no people to ring the bells. Yes? They're all dead.
They are dead.
Dead ringers.
Yes.
Yes. It was dead ringers.
Why? Nelson Mandela was a giveaway, I
think. And who were you doing, Ahmed?
Your turn, Barry and Graham, and your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. Once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Hunger Games. The Hunger Games.
It's a film, and it's three words. Hamish!
Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
No. No, I have not, and nor will anybody else.
But tonight's the big social.
Yeah, yeah.
The villagers will all be gathered for an evening of Monopoly, whist, and pin the tail on the vicar.
Hamish, the sandwiches haven't turned up.
Well, nobody likes curly sandwiches.
I mean, they're not here. Mrs. McTavish has let us down, and she's not the only one. The drinks were supposed to be provided by Mistress Niven.
Hard liquor?
Well, you know her better than I do.
Well,
is this a... Are you finished? Hang on.
No.
1 second. No. Is this a Scottish porn film?
Did Big Tam not bring the meat pies?
No, he not only brought them, he ate the lot. And you can say goodbye to guess the weight of the haggis.
But didn't Mrs. McGregor promise to spread her dainties on the centre table?
Oh, there's no sign of her or her dainties. There's nothing to eat at all. Everyone is going to be starving.
Well, you know how this evening is going to be remembered.
Aye.
Is it something missing, is it? No. I got a clap.
Well,
goes to the doctor on Tuesday. Starving. That's right.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Starving. Oh, the Hunger Games.
Yeah. That's well done, Ahmed. I mean, it's you know, I got it written in front of me and I didn't know what they're talking about. Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I should thank everyone who sends us emails and texts, but since no one does, I won't. However, we have received this letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. And she writes, "To whom it may concern, what are you so worried about? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." On with the game, teams, and this week's variation is Tetzel's nomination, a simple game in which all moves containing people's names count double. So you can start, please, Tim.
Roy Al Oak.
Warren Street.
Russell Square.
Oh. Now, there's a diagonal there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Dolly Sill.
Oh, nice one.
Ken Airy Wharf.
Hugh Stone.
Wes Tacton.
Very good, very good. Clever use of the loop there.
Careful now.
No, I've got the lady wrestler. Tough Nell Park.
Parson Screen
can't count. It's not a name, is it? It's a title.
No, it's the name of Parson Green.
No. The name is Green, and his occupation, his title is Parson.
I've got to change it, have I?
Mm.
Wes Croydon.
Who asked you?
Sorry. Right?
Wes Croydon.
Chris Tull Palace.
Reg Ents Park.
Heath Row Terminal 4.
Victoria Main Line.
No, I'm sorry, there's... Victoria Main Line isn't actually a place, is it? It's an item. You might as well have said electricity or something.
Okay, electricity.
My point being that electricity would not have counted. And in fact, there is no such thing as Victoria Main Line. There's the Victoria Line, and there is the Main Line going into Victoria Station. But that is actually called the Brighton Line.
There's Do you no all feel thing. You're intruding on something?
Okay, Barbie can.
Yeah. Stan Moore.
Wes Trislip.
Ken Tishtown.
And his friend Ken Sunrise.
Wes Trislip.
We've had that.
No, well, I bow to that. I will always accept your decision, Jack, unlike some other people.
Thank you, Baz. I appreciate your support.
You will wear it always. Ray Nerslane.
Sid Cup.
Charlie Wood.
I hadn't quite realised that absolutely every name can be explained.
Millie Endroad.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
I'm afraid Mornington Crescent isn't a name, is it?
I'm warming to Tim now.
Well, next up, we have the general knowledge quiz, but it's a quiz with a twist in that it's conducted backwards. I'll supply the answers while the teams have to work out what the questions were. So, for example, what place would be described by this answer? It's full of people who are there against their will, are forced to wear bright orange suits, and who don't answer questions. That's obviously B&Q. Or if the answer is about half of them, then the question is obviously how many people work at the BBC. So I'll provide the answer, and it's your job to tell me the original question. We'll start with you, Omid. This is the answer, so what's the question? Qatar.
Where did Sepp Blatter get his gold Rolex?
Yeah. Controversial. In fact, the question was, what is the only country that begins with a Q? Tim, this is one for you. What's the question if the answer is Nicholas Parsons?
Who shouldn't climb trees?
In fact, the question was, who or what is the Radio Times 12 days older than? That was what it was. Barry. 85% are fakes.
Why can't you trust statistics?
The question is, what percentage of the exhibits in Peru's Museum of Gold are not genuine? Graham, illegal for 85 years.
In 1980, what were goodies repeats declared to be?
In fact, the question is, what was the letter Q in Turkey? Yeah. That was bad news for Stephen Fry. Omid, 10 brown bears balancing on a postage stamp.
What's the likelihood of Ed Miliband remaining Labour Party leader after the election?
Okay, the question is, what is the pressure in the deepest ocean trench equal to? Why they have to do that to the 10 brown bears to find out, I don't know. Tim, the answer is between its legs.
Where can you find mothballs?
It's in fact, where is the praying mantis ear located? Barry?
Yes?
The answer is Stoke.
What town is known as the Gateway to Crewe?
In fact, the question is, what city has a football fanzine with the name A View to a Kiln? Graham?
Yep.
The answer is an IKEA bed.
What bed gives you a disappointing number of screws?
Well, the question is, in what are 1 in 10 European babies conceived? IKEA bed.
So I was wrong.
Okay, well, here's some for any of you to have a go at. The answer is, they can't be more than 10 inches tall.
What's the rule for Tom Cruise's love interest in movies?
What are the rules in Chicago regarding garden weeds? Can't be more than 10 inches tall. Another one, macho types wanted, must have moustache.
What's the rule for Tom Cruise's love interest in movies?
In fact, it's how did the original advertisements recruit band members for the Village People read? Here's another one. A squeaking noise, like two balloons rubbing against each other.
What do you hear when Dolly Parton plays the accordion?
Well, the question I was looking for is, what noise does growing sweet corn make? Another one. It's never been cut. What's the question?
Why was the Jewish girl surprised on her wedding night?
The question is, what distinguishes the hair of an Acer comic? They listen with their legs.
What does the audience do at a Colin Sell concert?
In fact, the question is, how do lobsters hear? Their breasts are orange.
How do you know if a woman is from Newcastle?
It's actually, why are Robin Redbreast's incorrectly named? And finally, between his buttocks.
Where can you see Piers Morgan's self-portrait?
And the question actually is, where did David Suchet clasp a coin in order to perfect Hercule Poirot's walk? Yeah. So if you're a waiter and he comes in the restaurant, don't take a tip. Well, it's music time again with Swanee Kazoo. Yay! This is where the teams duet to combine the velvety smooth glissando of the Swanee whistle with the raucous rasp of the kazoo. Once considered an unlikely pairing, the two instruments now make a combination as obvious as a toad in the hole and an awkward explanation in A&E. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn that Colin was once seen as a rock god. He had a job on Easter Island where they stuck him in the ground up to his neck while tourists took photos of him. Baron Graham, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the entry of the Gladiators to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle. Tim and Ahmed, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Thus Spake Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, otherwise known as 2001 A Space Odyssey, to feature Ahmed Jalili on the kazoo and Tim Rook-Taylor on the Swanee whistle.
Yeah.
It's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time for the Roman Film Club. Now, there are 11 types of people in the world, those who understand Roman numerals and those who don't. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of movie titles which would delight fans of ancient Roman history. You can start, Barry.
Local Nero.
Tim.
Dal M for 1,000.
I'm in.
The Hunt for Red Octavius.
Grant.
Oracle on 34th Street.
Funny Gall, starring Barbarian Streisand.
Edward Caesarhands.
Claudius with a chance of meatballs.
A mower mass, a matter of life and death.
Gladiator.
Raiders of the not yet lost ark.
My cousin Veni Vidi Vici.
E.T. Brutus.
Bring me the hick hike hock of Alfredo.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the teacher of time is given an apple by the pupils of destiny, and the teacher suspects the kids have been shoplifting in PC World again, I notice it's the end of the show. From the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Stoke, it's goodbye, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garvin, Timbrook Taylor, and Omid Jalili were being given silly things to do by Jack Dean, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.